Praise the Lord and greetings to one and all in the lovely name of our Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for the wonderful sharing that each of the ministers who have been contributing to this platform and edifying the saints throughout the various places and countries and various saints all over the world. I would love to speak on a series of a message on the life of Joseph. And I do understand Joseph is a very significant personality that we see it in the world. And God used him, typifying him and his work to the work of our Savior Jesus Christ. So we're going to study or just look or introspect into the first aspect, and that comes from the chapter 37 of the book of Genesis. I'm going to read a few verses, maybe from 1 to 11. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generation of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he had made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceable unto him. And Joseph dreamt a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamt. And behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." And his brethren said to him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou reign, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamt yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, "Behold, I have dreamt a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream and that thou hast dreamt? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth?" And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. Father, we just thank you for this word this morning, and I pray you may open the avenues of the areas where we need to understand the depth and the true revelation, O Lord. May the light flow from heaven above, enlightening our hearts and inspiring us with life, Lord. Thank you for all the grace that you minister. And even so, Lord, whoever are being connected and listening to this voice and to this word, God, may you bring forth a great blessing to them and to their families and all their beloved ones. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. My precious, I do understand each of the time and the moment that had thus been all these years and centuries and era of time, we are living in a very unique moment of time. You know, like if I could say something to begin with, like Enoch, in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, Enoch showed the way and the walk of life. Noah showed the perseverance of faith. Abraham showed the obedience of faith. Isaac showed the power of faith. Jacob showed the discipline of faith. And Joseph, we see, the very triumph of faith. Now we see in the life sketch of Joseph, Joseph lived for around 110 years and he was loved, he was hated, he was favored, he was abused, he was tempted and he was trusted, he was exalted and abased. Yet at no point of his life, Joseph ever seemed to get his eyes off God. He kept trusting God and never was weary of acknowledging God's mercy and grace. We see that the prosperity and the status of what Joseph later reached in his life was not so an easy task. He had to go through a lot of pain and a lot of misery and a lot of adversity. So did harden his character, and yet his faith and trust in God brought that uniqueness and that divine personality in him. My precious saints, we're going to introspect, like, first of all, what happened in this epic today was Joseph brought an evil report to his father about his brethren. And this was something that his brothers envied him. You know, when someone tells something, a wrong report and a wrong message, or maybe a true message, but it's not right that what we did. And when it is declared and when it is made known to our parents or something, we really feel envied on the person or those who disclosed it. So Joseph was hated for his message that he brought to his father and disclosed about their follies. And yet, in spite of all this, we see Jacob loved his son Joseph, and it says that he made a coat of seven colors. He made a wonderful tunic for him, and a long one, and which made him to look like a prince. And this was not just a tunic, but it was the father's love for him. And when this thing happened, you know, his brothers who saw him in this tunic, in this coat, they hated him even more. In spite of all this, Joseph now sees a first dream. And he speaks about the sheaves in the field and how his sheaves stood straight and all the other sheaves of his brethren, you know, the men that made obstinance. And this made the brothers to hate him even further. But that was not just the end of it. Then Joseph sees another dream, that's his second dream, and here he sees even the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bow down to him. This second dream was literally to cause even more resentment. Now, once it so happened, as we would further read, that his brethren were now feeding the flock in Shechem. But Joseph did not find them, but an angel mysteriously led him to the place in Dothan, and there was where these brethren were. Now, God was with Joseph. It was without any shadow of doubt. Now, he led him to the place Dothan. Dothan is also a very unique place where Elisha saw the angelic armies surrounding him, right? Now, even in Dothan, as Joseph met them there, this is where a very sour or very bitter or very treacherous plan of these brethren, you know, takes effect in their minds and in their hearts. Now, I would love to tell you something about Joseph. Joseph never dreamt of being a slave. Joseph never dreamt of being accused in a rape. Joseph never dreamt of being forgotten in a prison. Joseph never dreamt of being the second most powerful in Egypt. Joseph never dreamt of saving the world from famine. Joseph never dreamt of being the most powerful and almost like a savior to save mankind from the devastating famine. Like when we see Joseph, we actually remember or reflect on the works of Jesus Christ, that he was betrayed, that he was made to scorn, that he was led to the slaughterhouse, that he was tormented. Many things reflects the life of Joseph as we see in the life of Christ. Now, if Joseph wouldn't have, and if Joseph wouldn't have disclosed their evil report or their bad report, they wouldn't have an envy. They wouldn't have sold him to slavery. And if they wouldn't have sold him to slavery, he wouldn't have reached Egypt. And if Joseph never went to Egypt, he would have never been sold to Potiphar. And if not in Potiphar's house, accused of rape, and he wouldn't have landed in a prison. And if he wouldn't have landed in the prison, he wouldn't have met the baker and the butler. Now, even after meeting and interpreting the baker's and the butler's dream, he remained, they forgot about him. He remained rotting in the prison. But one day God gave a dream to Pharaoh. And when Pharaoh was totally troubled because of the dream, then they remembered Joseph in the prison house. And as they remembered Joseph, they told about, there is a man in Egypt. There is a man in the prison who has the ability to interpret dreams. And he was summoned. My brothers and sisters, today I would just love to tell you about Joseph. In a way, Joseph was not something extraordinary by birth, but it was Joseph, his father, who saw something unique, and that was his love. And he loved him more than any of his children. The Bible says because he was the son of his old age. But there was something that Jacob saw, and he loved him. He made him a coat of many colors. He wanted him to be close to him. And this is what actually happened, and the story goes forth. But today in this lesson, I thank God for just the first beginning series of how Joseph was now a dreamer boy. You know, he began to dream. And God gave him his dreams and God favored him. But this dream, one after the other, led his life into deeper misery. You know, led him into slavery, led him into great anguish and into great trouble. But we praise God because God was with him. He was his solace. He was his comfort. We see Joseph was a man, no matter how much of pain and trials he faced, he was yet steadfast unto the Lord. And this made him to be a person what God wanted him to be. Now, I would continue the latter part of this session into the next session tomorrow. But before, I would love to tell you that we are also all the beloved children of God. What has God given to us, or what has God done to us? It is first, the Bible says, He loved us. He simply loved us. And this is a great love. It is a great boon for us, because He loved us. Because He first loved us, our lives have changed and have become joy, and has got a meaning and got a zeal in us to look to Him, to be comforted of Him. I would love to sing a song for you so that God may bless us. It's a simple chorus, that God would bless us in acknowledging His love for us. Saints, this is a song that has blessed my life, and I appreciate God's love. And I do understand that it's His love that has kept us alive and brought us to this state. Amen. It is the words of the song simply says, "Behold what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." Amen. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us, that we should be called the sons of God, that we should be love the Father has bestowed.